Hey there, NFL football fans. This is the lovely Rita Sanchez, aka your Option Football champ for the 2023 NFL season. I'm inviting you to join us for the 2024 Option, where we pick the winning teams for each week's matchups and compete against each other to see whose picks reign supreme. Are you in? Head over to CBS Sports and search for the Option 2024 League, or hit the link in the bio on the Fade Route socials and join today. It's for free. Pick a witty name, some winning teams, and I'll see you out there for week one.
It's Red Light, Green Light 123 with DNZ. Here are your hosts, D and Z. Welcome everybody to Red Light, Green Light 123 with D and Z. I am Z, and here's how it goes. D and I give you our top 1-2-3 fantasy starts, or green lights, and our top 1-2-3 fantasy sits, or red lights. We're going to start with our green lights first. Who are your green lights for week 3 in the NFL, D?
All right, so first up, I've got Ramondre Stevenson. I don't normally like players on Thursday night, but I like players playing against the paper planes. I think the Jets will get gashed at their home opener by Ramondre Stevenson. Number two, I've got the Cleveland defense versus the Giants. Yeah, buddy. Chris Boswell has more points this year than the entire Giants offense. And Chris Boswell is the kicker on the Pittsburgh Steelers. And number three, I've got Anthony Richardson. I think this is what his career is going to be, or not his career. I think this is what this year is going to be. He's going to have some ups. He's going to have some downs. And he'll have some great games, and he'll have some terrible games. And I think this weekend will be one of his great games. I know he had a tough game last week, but he's going to air it out this weekend against your Bears defense that you think is so great.
So he's not any better than Will Levis, mind you. I feel that Will Levis is a better quarterback, and the Bears handled him pretty darn capably. So start the Bears defense against the Indianapolis Colts. There you go. You heard it here first. Anthony Richardson is going to look extremely pedestrian against that Bears defense. Number two, J.K. Dobbins against the Steelers. This guy's a force of nature right now. You got to ride that while you can. And a lot of that is due to health. A lot of that is due to health of J.K. Dobbins, but he's finally fulfilling his potential in that run-first Jim Harbaugh offense. And I got a feeling that he's going to cut up this Steeler defense. And then number three, take your pick. Give me Devontae Adams or Brock Bowers or Gardner Minshew or any fucking guy on the Raiders against the Panthers this week. You know what? For shits and giggles, just for simplification, give me Bowers. I'll take Bowers. So he is outperforming Travis Kelce. He's outperforming Mark Andrews. Go with Brock Bowers, especially with this matchup. But those are our green lights. Who are your red lights, D?
Oh, shit. I just threw my paper away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Where's my paper?
Ah, jeez.
Where are my red lights? Is it my red lights? Yes, it is. Ha! I've got it. Oh, first up, I've got Aaron Rodgers. It has been 24 games since Aaron Rodgers has thrown for over 300 yards. Andy Dalton has thrown 300-yard games for three different teams in that span. That tells you all you need to know about Mr. Aaron Rodgers. Number two, I'm going with Tank Dell, and mainly because Nico Collins seems to be the guy right now. So I don't think it's worth starting Tank Dell until Nico Collins takes a back seat or Nico Collins is matched up against a really good corner. And number three, I'm going with Jalen Waddle. I just don't think Miami is going to muster up much of a passing game without Tua. So there's no point to really starting their wide receivers. And if you have Hill, you might want to look at trading him. What do you got to see?
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. Like, they have no fantasy value at this point. I am going to sit. I am going to red light Anthony Richardson. I think he's going to have a tough day against this Bears defense. Number two. I don't like Kyler Murray in this matchup against the Lions. I think Aiden Hutchinson is very explosive. He'll keep him contained. He'll put him on the ground. I think there's something to that. Yes, Kyler Murray is shifty. Yes, he's slippery. Yes, he's elusive. But Aiden Hutchinson is a force to be reckoned with. And then my third green, my third red light is Trevor Lawrence. He doesn't look good. The Jaguars don't look good. The Bills look very good on offense and defense. So stay away from Trevor Lawrence this week until he proves that he can take the steps in the right direction. For now, stay clear. Steer clear of Mr. Trevor Lawrence. Those are our red lights. Those are our green lights. What are yours? Hit us up. FadeRouteMail@gmail.com or slide in our DMs on IG at FadeRoutePodcast or drop us a line on X at FadeRouteDNZ. It's time for us to run the go route again. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you liked what you heard and you want to hear more, be sure to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. Leave us a review, rate us 5 stars, turn on subscription notifications, and share on social media. Tell your friends and spread the word.